Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Praise be to God. A Thanksgiving prayer. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? A Thanksgiving prayer is what allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, object, life, food, shelter, nature, health, and weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open the door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer as shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God, and it is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your
bitterness puts distance between you and God. In Proverbs 10 and 12, and the CSB tells us, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all offenses. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of his word. Are you mired in the quicksand of bitterness or regret? If so, it's time to free yourself from the miry. The world holds few, if any, rewards for those who remain angrily focused upon the past. Still, the act of forgiveness is difficult for all but the most sainty men and women. Being frail, fallible, imperfect human beings, most of us are quick to anger, quick to blame, slow to forgive, and even slower to forget. Yet we know that it's best to forgive others just as we too have been forgiving. If there exists even one person, including yourself, against whom you will harbor bitter feelings, it's time to forgive and move on. Bitterness and regret are not part of God's plans for you. But God won't force you to forgive others. It's a job that only you can finish. And the sooner you finish it, the better. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door of resentment and the handcuffs of hate. It is a power that breaks the chains of bitterness and the shackles of selfishness. Bitterness is a spiritual cancer, a rapid growing malignancy that can consume your life. Bitterness cannot be ignored, but must be healed at every core, and only Christ can heal bitterness. Grudges are like hand grenades. It is wise to release them before they destroy you. Sin is any deed or memory that hampers or binds human personality. Think about this thought. You can never fully enjoy the present if you're bitter about the past. Instead of living in the past, make peace with it and move on. Amen. Praise be to God. Ephesians 4:31-32 in the CSB says, all bitterness, anger and wrath, insult and slanders must be removed from you, along with all wickedness, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Amen. In James chapter 3, verse 16 tells us, in the CSB, for where envy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every kind of evil. Proverbs 14:10 in the New King James Version says, the heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. Praise God. In Romans 12 and 19, in the MSG Bible says, don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, free us from anger and bitterness. When we are angry, we cannot feel the peace that you intend for our life. When we are bitter, we cannot sense your presence. Keep us mindful that forgiveness is your commandment. Let us turn away from bitterness and instead claim the spiritual abundance that you offer through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. And where you start, I am the When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Dear Lord, the Bible is your gift to us. Let us use it. When we stray from your holy word, Lord, we suffer. But when we place your word at the very center of our life, we are blessed. Make us faithful students of your word so that we might be a faithful servant in your world this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
In the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their days, you're greater.
to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Set Your Mind. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 in the NIV version. Amen. And it says, Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Praise God. How do you overcome heartbreak? How do you break free from something you know the Lord wants you to let go of so you can heal? How do you deal with the confusion when there are so many unanswered questions in your mind? Of course, it is power. It is the power of God that does that in you. And you invite his healing influence into your life when you actually set your mind on him. Therefore, as thoughts of that person or situation arise, it is important for you to refocus your concentration on Christ. This is why in Philippians 4, verses 8 through 9, Paul wrote, Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. And that's from the NIV version. So if you want the peace that Jesus offers you, you have to allow him to rule your thoughts through your worship of him. You will find the healing, answers, and freedom that your heart is longing for. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you, as it is always to me. Let us pray. Jesus, help us turn our thoughts to you. As fear and pain creeps in, help us remember that you are guiding us and won't let us down. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. I pray to God that you are enjoying our inspirational music. And it is Friday. Thank God it is Friday. Praise be to God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Said I'm on my way, and I won't.
Dear Lord, we will place our hope in you if we become discouraged. We will turn to you if we are afraid. We will seek strength in you in every aspect of our life. We will trust you. You are our Father, and you and we will place our hope, trust, and faith in you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yes. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able, able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God is able. Yeah, 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 yeah. I came to let you know. He is able, whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying for myself, and I know that He is able.
See, I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able. Come on, say he's able. He's
able.
Say able.
Say able.
Say able.
Say able.
Say able.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah, able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah, he's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, I know. I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able, praise him because he's able.
Dear Lord, make me a woman of constant prayer. Your holy word commands me to pray without ceasing, in all things great and small, at all times, whether happy or sad. Let me seek your wisdom and your strength in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Thou shalt not smite thee by day.
tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, when life is difficult, I am tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are my God, and I can draw strength from you. Let me trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Let me persevere, even if my soul is troubled. Let me follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and every day. In Jesus' name, I pray. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a couple of more selections, and after the selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
Didn't deserve
the gate of his grace. Jesus paid the price, covered me in his blood. His love, only his love, restores my soul forever. When I'm in trouble, when I'm sick,
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel him all over me. Yes.
And no matter,
no matter what the touch, his blood.
Saving me.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Saving me.
My Lord.
God, and why God is sustaining you, why don't you open up your heart and let Jesus come in. Amen. Praise be to God.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, Because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. You seem like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. Kindness for weakness, and then return your favor.
be to God. Open up your hearts and let Jesus come in. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 Peter. Amen? That's the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Amen? Chapter 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, so get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. Praise be to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. So in these three verses, one characteristic all children share is that they want to grow up. Amen? To be like big brother or big sister or like their parents. When we are born again, we become spiritual newborn babies. If we are healthy, we will yearn to grow. How sad it is that some people never grow up. The need for milk is a natural instinct for a baby, and it signals the desire for nourishment that will lead to growth. Once we see our need for God's word and begin to find nourishment in Christ, our spiritual appetite will increase and we will start to mature. Question: how strong is your desire for God's word? Amen. Think about that. How strong is your word, your desire for God's word? Praise be to God. Think about that question. 7:20. Amen. Envy and jealousy are identical twins. They walk hand in hand through our lives. Like the sins of pride and anger, envy is an all too common sin. Few of us escape its clutches. It creeps into our relationships and destroys our confidence in ourselves and in others. Some claim to be exempt from this third deadly sin. I don't have a jealous bone in my body is more often talked than reality. many examples of envy and jealousy in the Bible. King Saul was jealous of David's growing popularity in 1 Samuel 18, 28 through 29 says, when Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David and that all Israel loved him, Saul was still more afraid of David. And that's in RSV. Joseph felt the jealousy of his brothers in Genesis 37 and 11 records, and his brothers were jealous of him. Jesus also was a victim of jealousy in Mark 15, 9 through 10 in the NIV. And it says, do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews? Asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. Let us pray. Blessed Father, for all of the influences that have combined under your guiding hand to bring us to this place of prayer and worship, we thank you. Here with your people, we are reminded of the many blessings that you have bestowed on us both in the past and in the present. Today we respond to your grace with joy and gratitude and praise. We come bringing the fruit of our labor in the form of tithes and offerings as expressions of our love and as indications of our partnership with you in ministering to a needy world. Through these offerings, bless the preaching of the gospel to the ends of the earth, that others might come to know Jesus Christ and worship you as Father. Minister to the needy and help us always, Father, to give and serve and be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30 in the NIV. And it says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Amen. And for this month, we are doing our series on the seven deadly sins. And this week is the third deadly sin. Last week was the second sin was anger, and the first one was pride, anger, and now envy. Amen. Again, my title is The Third Deadly Sin, Envy. Praise God. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. Envy is the least understandable of the seven deadly sins. Envy has no rewards. It does not make one's position or status more secure. Jealousy destroys relationships without ensuring that one's status can be enhanced. It is never gratified and does not gain a profit. Envy grows out of fear. Jealousy fears that someone else's success will be the beginning of one's own dismiss. Mistrust and suspicion are the beginning of an evil attitude. Such fear invades marriages, family, the marketplace, schools, professions, and the church. Christianity's history is littered with the ugliness of coveting. Church history reveals persecution and death by those who felt their status was threatened. Envy creates a grudging spirit. Doubt gives way to bitterness. A person who has,
amen.
A person who has a happy marriage, successful employment, and intelligent children may be the target of jealousy. A sister may hate a brother because he does well in school. An employee may dislike another employee who gets a promotion. A church member may resent another Christian's being selected for the office of deacon. And in all these cases, not one person profits by letting such a bitter spirit into his or her life. Amen. Praise be to God. Envy needs no justification. This point is seen continually in the scripture. David did not pursue the throne of King Saul, yet Saul let envy grow to the point where it blinded his judgment and his relationship to God. David was willing to be a loyal and faithful servant, even when David had the chance to kill Saul. He did not. If David had killed Saul, most would have called it self-defense. There was no justification for Saul's jealous rage. Jesus would have willingly spread the Christian message through the Pharisees. Their religious knowledge could have been as useful as the Apostle Paul's was to him. Yet their jealousy kept them from becoming the tools of God. Eventually, the ugly envy in the hearts of the religious leaders led them to contrive false charges against Jesus and delivered him to Pilate. Yet Jesus loved the Jewish leaders and would have rejoiced in their salvation. He meant them no harm. Their jealousy was unjustified. Therefore, let us remember that jealousy is seldom a proper response. Coveting destroys spiritual health. It attacks its opponent with vengeance. Amen. Praise be to God. Envy takes away the joy of living. King Saul became a madman. Finally, with his son dead and his enemies surrounding him, Saul fell on his own sword. The joy of life had long since departed. Envy isolates one from the other people. It sows the disposition that causes people to see life in a begrudging manner. The book of Esther tells the story of jealousy. It is the history of a man named Haman, whose jealousy of the Jews centered on the Jewish leader Mordecai. Haman became obsessed with hatred, and his hatred led to deceit and a desire to enhance his own status with the king. By the strange twist of God's hand on history, Haman was hanged on the very gallows he built for Mordecai. Haman was trapped by his own envy. Happiness and contentment are two qualities all of us seek in life. Yet, our scripture text in Proverbs 14 and 30 tells us that the opposite of such peace is envy. Praise be to God. You see, it's not good to envy another person of what they have. In our scripture, 1 Peter 2, 1 through 10, evil speaking is a sign of malice and gall in the heart, and hinders our profiting by the word of God. A new life needs suitable food. Infants desire milk and make the best endeavors for it, which they are able to do. Such must be a Christian's desire after the word of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ is very merciful to us miserable sinners, and he has a fullness of grace. But even the best of God's servants in this life have only a taste of the consolations of God. Christ is called a stone to teach his servants that he is their protection and security, the foundation on which they are built. He is precious in the excellency of his nature, the dignity of his office, and the glory of his service. All true believers are a holy priesthood, sacred to God, serviceable to others, endowed with heavenly gifts and grace. but the most spiritual sacrifices of the best in prayer and praise are not acceptable, except through Jesus Christ. Christ is the chief cornerstone that unites the whole number of believers into one everlasting temple and bears the weight of the whole fabric, elected or chosen for a foundation that is everlasting, precious beyond compared by all that can give worth to the built, to be built on Christ means to believe in him. But in this many deceive themselves. They consider not what it is, nor the necessity of it, to partake of the salvation he has wrought. Though the frame of the world were falling to pieces, that man who is built on this foundation may hear it without fear. He shall not be confounded. The believers, the believing souls makes haste to Christ, but it never finds cause to hasten from him. All true Christians are a chosen generation. They make one family, a people distinct from the world. They are of another spirit, principles and practice, which they could never be. If they were not chosen in Christ to be such and sanctified by his spirit, their first state is a state of gross darkness. But they are called out of darkness into a state of joy and pleasure and prosperity. And they should show forth the praises of the Lord by their profession of his truth and their good conduct, how vast their obligations to him who has made them his people and has shown mercy to them. To be without this mercy is a woeful state. Though a man have all worldly enjoyments, and there is nothing that so kindly works repentance as right thoughts of the mercy and love of God, let us not dare to abuse and affront the free grace of God. If we mean to be saved by it, but let all who would be found among those who obtain mercy walk as his people. Even the best of men, the chosen generation, the people of God, need to be exalted to keep from the worst sin, and fleshly lusts are most destructive to man's soul. It is a sore judgment to be given up to them. There is a day of visitation coming, wherein God may call to the repentance by his word and his grace. Then many will glorify God, and the holy lives of his people will have promoted the happy change. Whew, praise be to God. And as I bring this word to a close, I just want to say, since envy and jealousy constantly stalk humanity, we must constantly guard our souls against their destructive power. They do not enhance our stature and often cause us to lose more than we gain. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is the way to peace, and he alone is capable of putting the mind at peace. If jealousy is one of your major sins, I bid you to turn to Jesus for help. As the proverb says, a heart at peace gives life to the body. Proverbs 14 and 30. So give your heart to Jesus and live. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is on to me. To God be the glory. So my brothers and sisters, please do not envy one another. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church. Amen? To continue your Christian walk. Praise God. And my benediction for this message this evening is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it does say, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank all of my Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again next week, Tuesday, when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will come with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. To God be the glory. We love you, and we thank you, and we truly, truly appreciate you. We are praying, always keeping you in our prayers. To God be the glory. Good night, everyone, and have a wonderful day.
and safe weekend.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.